What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
All right, man, this is our first time sitting down.
Hell yeah.
Me and Poke.
Sir.
No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world.
If that's what you say.
What you sipping on? That's what I know.
Casadores with the Taylor Port.
What's that?
Casadores. Tequila.
Okay.
Mixed with Taylor Port.
I'm feeling like a total nincompoop when it comes to tequila today, because Max O'Cream was just talking all kinds of tequila facts, and I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah, they just told me they just left. Oh God.
Yeah, it's Hoover Day.
It's Hoover Day?
Well, I mean, you and him.
Where your boys at?
Which ones?
You know which ones?
The ops.
Yeah.
Your ops. We made sure they weren't around.
They could have came. It's mutual.
Is it? Anyone you're trying to run into?
Nah. Hell nah.
Okay.
I'm a regular neutral, nigga.
Are you?
For sure.
Things have changed. Last time I watched an interview with you, you still got some of that energy, that animosity.
What animosity?
Towards the other side of town. And that's to say nothing of your music.
I just be chilling. I got animosity towards nobody.
Really?
Nah.
Well, that's good to hear. Okay, but let's go back to the beginning. Tell me a little bit about the birth in the early days.
What you mean?
Like, where were you born at exactly?
I just grew up right there at the set. It was all my life.
Where exactly?
Between Century and Manchester.
Okay. And what were your parents like?
Like, what you mean? What was it like? My daddy, like, he from the other side.
Right. I seen you say that. But was he around? You had both parents?
I was 3 months.
When you were how old?
3 months.
3 months?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to him?
Car crash.
Damn, that's terrible. Sorry to hear that. What was your mom like?
She regular. My mom regular. She just, you know, getting her money.
Right. So were you raised around seeing all this crazy shit going on all around you growing up, or what was that like?
Yeah, I seen everything.
Give me some examples of some wild shit you seen.
I can't give you no example of wild shit I seen.
Really?
Hell no.
It's just that consistent? Everything was so wild, you can't even name one?
I can't just name it. It's wild. It's just wild, period.
Right, so even as a kid, you were exposed to that?
I got shot when I was 15.
15?
And I just got shot a month ago.
Whoa. What happened when you were 15?
Come out from school. I just go to Wild U. Come out from school with the armies walking. We're tagging them walls and shit. Somebody probably seen us and they walked up on us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that was common shit for you at the time? You guys were doing a lot of graffiti?
Just everything. Just being outside, period.
Right. And then, what, somebody just drives by and just shoots at you?
Walked up. Mm-hmm.
Where'd they shoot you?
In my ass.
Really? Yeah. So they, like, aimed down?
He's funny.
I mean, you're describing it like they were that
that's
close.
That's where I got hit. Yeah, it was close like this, like where we at right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a big decision. You're going to shoot someone in the leg, like you're going to aim down or you're going to aim at their head?
Whatever happened.
Damn, that's wild. But so, okay, you get rushed to the hospital. What happened? Did the ambulance come?
No, I chilled for a little bit.
Chilled?
Uh-huh.
So, was it not that serious if you were able to chill?
I didn't want to go to the, I was young. I didn't want to go to the hospital. I didn't want my mama to know. Mm. So I was trying to get on type shit. But I ended up getting caught by the police because they thought we were shooting and took us to the hospital.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And how bad was the surgery?
I didn't get surgery. In and out.
It just went really through you.
Yeah.
Wow. That changed how you wanted to move at that point?
No, I just never walked. That's it. But I was the same age.
So at that point, it was like, oh, okay, I got to get a ride or get a car.
I bought a car right after that.
Right.
Well, like for the last couple of days, I ain't going to lie, for like a week, I walked back home from school, the same regular routine.
Uh-huh.
That's it. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's just a fucking wild thing to go through. Were you, like, at what age did you get put on?
When I was 12.
12? Is that normal to get put on at 12? Or is that a little early?
So I know people got put on before that.
Right. What was that day like?
Regular. I was already over there. I grew up right there. Everybody was right there. It's the same people that still there now are in jail.
But you just said, I'm ready to make it official?
Nah. I stalled for like a year.
Oh, so they told you it's time. And you were
No, I'm talking myself it's time. Nobody gonna tell me nothing.
Okay.
Like it's time. I'm my own person.
But you waited a year just because you weren't looking forward to it?
No, I was weighing my options.
Hmm. What were the other options?
It was 9 deuce or 9 4. It's the same thing, but it's like weighing my options.
So being a civilian wasn't an option. It was just where you were going to be from?
I was already with him.
Right.
You know, being a civilian. I wasn't a civilian.
So 9 deuce or 9 4? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What were the pros and cons of each?
Nothing. It's the same.
But it's different people, right?
Yeah, but it's the same.
Because, okay, that's one thing that I think is kind of wild about the whole gangbang thing, is that there's such a negative thing about changing your set. But in the workforce or whatever, it's like...
Why we got to keep talking about gangbang?
Well, I mean, this part of your life seems pretty significant, right?
Yeah, but we got to keep talking about this gangbang, you feel me? Because I know, honestly, you don't know nothing about gangbang, right?
Well, I've ascertained a little bit.
Huh?
I've learned a little bit.
You learned, but you don't know nothing about it.
Well, you can know things by learning them, right?
Nope. Because you don't know detail.
I mean, that's kind of what we're doing now, is just trying to get some
You'll
details.
You'll get detail. If somebody give you details, then that's on them. You won't never get real details. You'll get some of it, but not detail.
Right, but all we can do is try to learn, right?
No, because that's like police shit.
I mean, I don't think we've talked about anything that could be used against you, right, so far, right?
Just still, police look at shit, they figure out, and they do, people be, that's gay mother in the cell, you got people that know people, police that know us, oh, you get the interview, I'm like, nah.
Somebody might say, myself for instance, that what you talk about in your music is about a million times more incriminating or of interest to the police than anything that we've said in this interview so far.
That's it, my music?
Yeah.
Prove it.
Well, I mean, I've listened to a bunch of it, yeah.
And would I incriminate myself on?
It's not you're incriminating yourself, but, I mean, you're definitely talking about the gang stuff.
I just talk about where I grew up at and where I'm from. That's it. I don't incriminate myself. I make sure I don't.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to talk about?
Oh, you want to know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
What's up with T-Rell now? What's up with the homies?
Nothing I know of.
What happened with that?
They tried to do their own thing.
Okay.
Why? You haven't been over there, huh?
Nope.
Why is that?
That's crazy, right?
That's kind of crazy.
I don't know. Hmm. I don't know. I hit bro up, though, but I don't know. You right. No, I ain't going to hold my tongue. I don't know.
Maybe it's too gangbangy for them.
Who, me? I'm the most coolest one, though.
Well, to be fair, you were like the second or third person that he ever interviewed on No Jumper. So
yeah, no.
You were at the top of his list when he was on No Jumper.
It went up, too.
No, yeah, it was a good one. Got like 300K or something.
Yeah.
Definitely. You like that interview?
It was cool. It was cool.
The best part is when you guys were all talking about the one gay dude.
Go freaky.
It was just like crazy as f- hearing y'all react to that and like actually try to. It's like you, because that's part. Hey, okay, things I've learned about gangbang.
Yeah.
Gangbangers don't like talking about gay shit.
Right.
Like, they don't even like acknowledging that gay shit exists a lot of times.
But he his own person, man. He did what he did. Hey, that's on that guy.
But you haven't seen him since?
I don't know where that man at.
Was that somebody that you were real close to at one point?
Yeah, he was a homie.
Hmm.
He was a homie, for sure. He was a homie.
But nobody fucks with him anymore, or he's just in a different...
I ain't seen him. Right, he's from another Hoover. I'll be in my section. So wherever he at, that's where he at. I don't know where he at.
I mean, realistically, if someone's selling ass on the stroll,
but
it's like he got all kinds of problems going on, realistically, probably, right?
You say he was selling ass on the stroll? Right. That I never knew about.
But that's what is going on in that video, right? Didn't they catch him on
What?
Selling ass type shit? I mean, what kind of zesty activities was he caught up on?
This thing is crazy.
I mean, I haven't seen the video in a long time, but that's how I remember it, is that they...
He was just on whatever's on the video, that's what he was on.
Freaky shit.
Freak-tegic.
It's a wild situation.
But you know where he at?
Figueroa?
No, you know where he at, though.
Now?
Period. For real.
Do I know where he's at? No. How would I know?
You get around.
I don't tap in with, like, gay transients or
you
whatever.
You never know he was gay if you never did that. So I know you probably been around a dude.
Oh,
they be around people like this, like y'all. That's it.
Like us?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would love to meet him.
You would?
Sure.
You want to interview a group?
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Hit him up on Instagram.
You know his gram?
No. You know it?
What, you block him when he started doing zesty shit?
How about them Clippers, man?
How about them Clippers? I don't watch basketball. That's your thing?
I don't watch no sports.
Really? Same here.
I don't watch TV, nothing. No cap.
What do you do outside? Play basketball?
No, I be chilling. Like right now, I'm building my studio. I'm building my own studio on the block.
Because you're real into recording and stuff, right? It's a focal point of your life. Yeah. You said you record all the time in that other interview.
If you look at my shit, I've been 9 years straight dropping every time.
Right.
What do you mean?
Interesting. Okay, so where were we? Am I allowed to continue talking about anything street related?
I tried to switch it up, but you're still trying to go back to it. I'm just saying, like.
Oh, no. I wanted to include this. So it's like you guys had that gay gang member saga, and then Tony Wilrich comes out in the scene.
Who the fuck is Tony Wilrich?
It was the dude who came on here saying he was a gay Crip.
Oh, I ain't seen that one.
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that one.
This shit set the internet ablaze.
He a gay Crip? What, he from L.A.?
No, he's from Dallas. No, he's from Fort Worth.
Man, that shit ain't got nothing. I mean, everybody got somebody gay from their hood, bro.
Right.
So,
but probably not this gay. This fool was flaming. But let me tell you, so this is why it was crazy and why it kind of probably looked bad to certain people is because... This gay Crip dude starts going viral, right? Flacco says, I want to interview him. And then he just happens to be like, oh, I'm going to get Crip Mac and Brick Baby to interview him with me. Then they get in here. The fool's wearing all orange. And he goes, oh, no, I'm a Hoover Crip.
Oh, no. Here you go.
But it was not like nobody knew that that is what he was claiming to be until right before. So then people took it as like him was like it was a diss or some shit, but he already like stopped doing this whole gay Crip thing.
I never seen that. I don't even know, girl.
He figured out that it wasn't gonna go well for him. I think.
Damn, what's up with this nigga? Treyway's supposed to call at 5:30.
Oh really?
Yep.
How's he doing?
He wants to talk to you.
He wants to talk to me. He DM'd me recently, or somebody DM'd me on his behalf.
He's good though. He'd be out.
Right. Mm-hmm. You stay in touch with him because weren't you the one who first like took him to the studio and shit?
First studio, yeah.
You just saw the talent, or?
Nah, he got out of camp, like, big bro, put me in the studio with you. I'm telling you, I got gas. I'm the one. And I looked at Google, I'm like, shut up, Google. You don't know the rap. And then he started busting his little shit. I forgot what it was, but he never dropped that, what he told me. It was hard, though. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, all right. So he hit me out of nowhere, like, oh, I just got some hoes. Take me to the studio. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to take you to the studio. I took him to the studio, him and the homie 4Active, that's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Got on the song. And they told me to get on it. I said, nah, get y'all Sean. Just, you feel me?
Mm.
I'm going to promote it for y'all. And it went viral. And he's been going since.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, that's fire. But it does feel like there's like a curse or some shit when like Jap and Treyway both just get locked up super early on and stuff.
Yeah, that was crazy. At the same time. And they get out on the same month.
Right. Oh, and they're coming home at the same time.
Same month. They be out soon, too.
Well, that's going to be a big month for the team.
Oh, God, free both of them, though.
You're excited about that?
Yeah, they taking it. I know when they touch down, they drop something. It's a wrap,
right?
For sure,
definitely. Because you feel like there's like a systematic grudge against the Hoovers, right?
I heard it is. You know it is.
I am not so sure.
You can keep it real. Y'all favoritism, bro.
We do.
You too on the set.
Nobody has done more to help the Hoover community than me this year. This last couple years.
You.
You guys have a top podcaster now.
Y'all have a nigga.
Who was born out of my building.
Y'all have a nigga here with H blank on his face, bro.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. We try to avoid that, though. We don't let him talk about that shit too much.
Slap the shit out of you. Damn.
You're not a fan?
Of who? I was in a prison with this guy. I swear to God, on my mama, I thought this dude was from Fifth and Hill.
Uh-huh.
On set. And they like, nah, go from 5'5". Five. Threw me off. He didn't have that, though.
Back then?
No. He didn't have that.
Would that have changed how you felt about him if he had had that at the time?
He wouldn't have. He just, what you mean?
If you, I mean, when you're locked up and somebody has that tattooed on their forehead, I mean.
He wouldn't have been there.
Oh, he wouldn't have been that section?
He wouldn't have been on that yard.
Maxo was just talking to me about doing a boxing match with him.
Maxo or Groovy? I bet money on Maxo.
You think?
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know. I've got mixed thoughts.
Let's do a bet, me and you.
Okay. If this ever happens.
10 bands.
10? Shit. All right.
You heard that. You heard that.
But now I feel fake.
Yeah, I heard that.
I feel
nope,
fake.
You heard
Maxo
that.
Just left, and now I'm betting on
it
his
It don't matter.
Op.
That's the homie. He from the set, and I've got 10 bands on Maxo. They're homies.
I mean, to be fair, I've spent more time around Kurt Mack than Maxo over the last few years, so.
Hey, look.
But it's not about that. It's about size. It's about agility.
It's not about
strength.
No size.
Size helps.
I seen the littlest nigga knock the biggest nigga out in the county jail.
Right. But you remember it because normally a big ass dude has a huge advantage over a little dude.
You talking about Slow Groove?
Slow Groove?
Damn, homie. Like,
yeah, you know, I'm just saying. He's a big dude.
Yeah.
We got into a little tussle. I got nothing to offer.
That's bad on your behalf.
Yeah, because that probably means, well, yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
You got trophies for crazy shit. You need to work out.
No, I work out, but I don't think I'm going to beat the natural size and strength of Crip Mac. But, yeah, so you're not feeling the Mandingo Hall of Fame award?
That's crazy. I need one of them.
I see her just pull some liquor out of her purse.
Because I'm building my studio.
Okay.
I'm about to have that motherfucker decked out, though. For real.
She snuck a fifth in here. What's going to go on at the... Oh, wait. So you want the Mandingo Hall of Fame Award for your studio?
Nah, hell no. I need another... I need another award. A Westside Hoover Award.
Right. See, you act like you don't want to talk about the gangbanger shit, and that's the first thing you go for.
That's all I know. I wasn't trying to throw that in there like that, though.
Right.
And then the Taylor Port, I ain't gonna lie, that shit kicked in.
You been drinking all day?
Nah, I ain't no drinker like that.
Uh-huh. Mm. That's all you do? You smoke and drink, or are you got any other hobbies?
I get money.
Right. Okay.
I'm not the average Hoover nigga.
You don't pop Molly?
Nope.
That's off limits?
Dead homies, I don't.
Well, I believe it. I wouldn't want to do it.
You
either.
Pop Molly? Do Shine?
No. I would have
you
a heart attack.
Crystal?
No. But I've tried all that. Besides
that's crazy.
Sherm. Not Sherm.
Crack?
No, but I snorted boatloads of coke. You ever snort coke?
Hell no.
Really?
On my kids. Never.
Never even tried it?
Dead homies. Never.
You sell
I
coke?
I just slap it on my brother and all them people hands on Hoover.
Really?
Never did it.
That's pretty fucked up. I go to do a key bump and you're smacking it out of my hand?
On Hoover. They fucked me up.
Well, let me have a good time, man. Why can't you just let
me
have a good time?
They for sure fucked me up, though. Free my brother. Oh, God.
What, you were just convinced that them doing coke was going to ruin their lives?
Nah, I just felt like it wasn't right. Mm. You stiffen some of your nose, your brain there. Nigga, what the fuck? Bitch, you go, what the fuck?
It's weird because I've been to, like, neighborhoods doing vlogs or whatever.
You've been to where?
Neighborhoods.
Where that's at?
I've been to blocks.
Where?
Areas where people live.
Where that's at?
In Los Angeles.
But I've been on clocks.
I've been, Jesus Christ. I've been to a lot of places where nobody would ever do coke in terms of, like, the gang members.
But everybody do coke. They'd be off all type of shit.
That's what I'm saying. Smoking I've been to crystal. Other neighborhoods where it's like, oh, shit. Gangland. What's going on?
Gangland, damn.
I've been other places where it's like everybody doing coke and they all secretly, like, trying to get it in, go
we
do some bumps.
We don't do coke. Well, I can't speak for everybody. I can't speak for everybody. That's what I'm saying. Niggas gangbanging.
You
want to
get him a mic, too?
Give him a mic. He gonna go crazy. That's my comrade. He just did 10 years. He just got out.
Yeah, I like the cut of his jib already.
On this side. Let me get on this side.
Nah, sit right here, bro. You doing too much, comrade.
What's up, man?
I'm in the cut.
How you doing?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Funny as fuck.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Boozy Badass, man. What's going on? I'm Boozy Badass. I'm the comrade, man. I'm Boozy Badass.
You just did 10 years, he said, or
yeah,
what?
I did 10.
For what?
Some shit.
Like what?
Some crazy shit. Allegedly robbery. That's what they said I did. Robbery. You ain't got no leaf or nothing. We smoking it like that. See.
What do you gotta rob to get 10 years?
I don't know, man.
You must have done.
That's allegedly.
Job.
I didn't do nothing. I said allegedly.
How do you guys know each other?
We grew up in this shit, man. We've been knowing each other since kids, man. From the streets to the pen.
All right, here we go. We're about
from
to have
to the
Pope's
pen.
Mic activated here.
Let me hit that wood that you got sparked over there or something. Hold on.
You want some liquor?
Nah, you good.
She got plenty of it. I seen her pull that shit out the purse.
I'm late.
Yeah, she tried to keep it low key. She don't even want to share with the homies. That's crazy.
We're not even sitting right now, huh?
Not sharing with the homies is crazy. Yeah, we're recording right now.
He's freaky like that.
There's some other shit like this? Who, this nigga Adam? Mm-hmm. I know. What's up, Adam?
What, my name's ringing bells in the jail. They talking about me?
Nah, not in the jail. You just freaky. Just
in the prison, they talking about how freaky Adam 22 is?
On the streets.
Wait, how long you been out?
I've been out for like a year, man.
That shit ain't on yet.
It ain't on. But I heard you got some shit.
I've been out for like a year, man, but I just recently just got out, too. I've been out for like a month. I just did a little quick little parole violation.
Oh, you had to go back for a little bit?
Yeah, county jail. You know how that shit go.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is this shit on there?
Is it on?
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, what are you saying?
What?
You're asking me about what I got
he
going
high,
on?
He high.
I mean, I'm on a little high when I'm in here.
That's how we high. He go high.
I'm on a little high,
what
man.
What they got going on over here,
high
man?
High off the parliaments.
Man, he trying to talk about gang shit. I'm just trying to tell him.
He trying to talk about gang shit?
I'm trying to tell him. I'm been in the studio. I'm just trying to get the studio right, you know?
Yeah, you think that he it's should? Do you think that he shit, should just come clean about his gang activity so
what
that we can
mean
go
come
viral?
About his gang activity, everybody knows.
Go viral. I don't gotta go viral. Gang activity.
You were just saying you were hyped about having 300K on the other interview.
He was hyped about.
That's
it.
That's viral.
But y'all got paid.
Hey,
for
that's
it.
Views. On who? I'll be happy too. I'll be hyped about that shit
but
too.
But they got paid for it.
I'm yeah, but I gotta pay all.
They
these
got
people.
Paid for it. Did you?
I didn't get paid for that. Nigga, who?
Oh wow.
It wasn't with me though.
But you got paid though.
Well, we had to pay him, too. We got to pay a lot of things.
Pay who?
You freaky.
Got to pay the mortgage on this. We had to pay for T-Rail to do the interview.
Y'all wasn't here.
Yeah, T-Rail got paid?
But now we have to pay T-Rail more because
paid?
We...
The homie got paid. I'm going to accept that paid? Right now.
Of course.
All right. All right, it's groovy. It's groovy. Long as the homie got paid.
Nobody works for free.
All right.
Somebody.
That's the homie.
I think a lot of people over there work for free, but not
long
here.
No, somebody. I want to get that. No, somebody. Somebody got paid.
Oh, look. He got the blunt. What's your name? Who is this guy? What's his name?
You ain't say nothing to him. He just
he dove
you
right
brought
in.
Him in.
Yeah, I know. I like him.
And he gonna go crazy.
It's my comrade. He said I was his comrade. That's like I'm like his right man. You feel me?
There's something mysterious about the mask. I don't know.
I'm just you.
You just want to be freaky and see a nigga's face.
Be freaky and see.
Not if he doesn't want to show his
so
face.
So every interview, this which is gonna see,
gonna see this.
A mask, and he come
this.
After me.
This is not Trenches News, for the record.
You're going to see. You're going to see.
I can't do that.
You know who that is?
I'm not recording.
I didn't have to explain that joke, okay? You got tapped in with the Chicago content?
Chicago?
What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
We ain't been there.
I was saying this ain't Trenches News because there's a Chicago vlogger who wears the mask. And
no, the homie got a code line ain't Trenches, though, for 5-1. Tapped
right.
In with that.
Uh-huh. Dave, you got numerous H's on your face, huh?
Numerous H's.
Damn, you got a mustache tattoo too?
So.
Dude, the mustache tattoo's taking over.
I've been having mustache tattoo.
But as soon as you start to grow the mustache in, you can't read it. So it's kind of like an incentive to keep that shit clean, right?
Yeah, man, you know. Unfortunately, you know, I have to just get here. I had to just get here, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's
usually,
cool.
Usually, you can see it though. You can tell it was a tattoo right there.
I'll go on your gram and read it.
You don't even follow him.
Yeah,
not yet. Let's work on that.
So, what's the shit you got going on Instagram and shit like?
What you talking about?
Adam 22, you bidding off your wife?
Me and my girl wanted to do our first guy girl threesome on camera.
Yeah.
And so we did a reality show to find
the perfect match.
The perfect man.
He said, whoever
guy, girl,
what?
Whoever we picked at the end of the reality show gets to do it.
Oh, so it's girls and boys, right?
No, it's all guys.
All guys. So you want to bang your wife
with another guy?
What the
I don't know what's up with that. Your wife, she's with that?
She's with that.
She is very much with that, yeah.
She's like, a white girl, too?
I didn't have to ask her twice.
She's
Armenian.
She's Armenian. Oh, yeah, no more Armenians than white girls.
So you, oh, so you just don't care, huh? It's life, huh?
I mean, I wouldn't say I don't care at all. It's definitely going to be a kind of...
How you feel, though, Dan, when they post... I'm going to be... Like, with the wham.
I'm going to have a heightened level of awareness.
What about
that
when
day
they expose her after they do their Johnson, like, fam, fam, and post it?
We're going to be on OnlyFans.
Look,
too.
Adam.
What are they going to post?
Yeah, my, bro,
I'm saying, you said whoever wins, right?
Bro, yeah. Adam. No, we're going to fuck her together.
With a nigga?
Me, the guy, and her.
Oh, you freaky.
You know?
Oh, he freaky. What's up with Groove? Hey, look.
Groove is chilling. Don't worry. But.
What's up, Lou?
The problem from your perspective is
hey,
that. Check it out. We had a Crip, a Blood, and then a bunch of other guys. So you are not properly represented, and I feel terrible about that.
So you want to your bitch with a nigga?
Well, that's the plan.
Have you ever fucked your bitch with a bitch?
Like 1,000 times, yeah. You're not paying that much. You know how the microphone works.
But you did it with a bitch.
No, you know, 1,000. Yeah, like literally.
What makes you want to do it with a guy? That's some freaky weird ass shit, bro.
It's viral and it's something new.
It's not viral.
Fun.
That's not viral.
Oh, it's that definitely viral.
No, it's viral.
You might as well just do it viral with another bitch. Like,
you know what, we've done that so many times.
You know what's viral though on verse?
What?
Because like, oh,
just everything.
They gonna say this nigga freaky as is trending. What's up with this?
You see the way
nigga
you guys are reacting to it now? That's why we're doing it. It's because people can't turn away. It's so like captivating. The
I'm
idea,
to go viral.
The love between a man,
so
a woman,
put one
and
of the
another
homies
man.
Can we put one?
She wants to get pissed. She wants.
No, I got a question.
Oh, sorry.
So you want to do double penetration?
No, not double penetration. That would be different.
Can I just go to the next subject?
Oh, hey, no, nah, he just cold individual.
Bro, we not, I'm a cold we're not individual.
I mean, sick. Get your money though. Shit, that's on you.
Yeah.
We not worrying about what you want to do with your bitch.
It's up.
Hey, you, where you grow up at?
New Hampshire.
And why you out here?
I don't know. It's pretty fucking boring out there. If you were born out there, you'd want to be coming out here too.
What's out there?
And nobody who's born
was
here
your,
is
your,
going out there.
How was your childhood like?
Pretty whatever.
How was it though?
I mean, it was cool. It wasn't like my parents weren't.
Where you
like,
grow up at? What you do?
They weren't rich. They
where
were
you grow up at though?
New Hampshire.
Where? What school?
Nashua, New Hampshire.
What elementary?
Charlotte Ave.
What middle school?
Penichuk Junior
what
High.
What was your last address? You remember out there?
Nigga, did you gangbang? What did you do, nigga?
Well,
did you
saying,
you
a robber?
There
you
wasn't even any cool white gangs for me to join in
it's
town.
Gangs everywhere.
Did you hang with black people? Was it black something?
A little bit. I used to sit at a black lunch table.
Did you steal?
I stole. Yeah, I got arrested for shoplifting when I was 13.
Was you fucking at 13?
No.
When you had some pussy?
18.
Loves it.
All right. I know, it's kind of late, right?
So you was just like, as a kid, you just grew up just like, just a normal white kid, just regular?
Listen to a lot of rap music, riding BMX bikes.
How you feel about black people?
Y'all are cool.
Who is y'all?
Black people.
That's on the game. He cool.
I always was kind of infatuated with black art, I think it would be fair to say.
Yeah. Infatuated is crazy.
Infatuated is crazy. But yeah, I was always, you know, really into rap music, a lot of black comedy and shit.
Rap?
Not really.
You know how?
Tell her to stop that.
One time we did Hella Coke and made a rap video, but I successfully destroyed all evidence of it. That was back in the day. If people found it, it would be a pretty embarrassing 24 hours for me.
Oh shit.
That's so gay that.
Yep. So what? You gonna start rapping or not?
Nah, man. I leave that to my homies that's already
just
doing this shit. I'm just supporting.
Good support.
Man, I just support all my homies that's doing this shit.
So what's your hustle? What's your game plan?
My game plan.
Yeah.
What you mean my game plan in this rap? Well, I don't rap.
But
I got a whole life ahead of you, feel me, other than this.
Like
you
what?
What you mean like what?
I mean, like
my personal life. I'm straight. I'm good.
What are you doing on a day-to-day basis? What have you done today so far? I'm just kind of fascinated by you.
What you do today?
Shit, well, I woke up, I worked out, then I ate breakfast, then I drove here, I did a podcast, then I answered a bunch of emails, then I interviewed Max O'Cream, and now I'm here with you guys.
Well, we were asleep.
Shout out to Max O'Cream.
We woke up time for interview. That's
you,
when we woke
you
up.
You sleep late?
Yeah, because it was out all night.
Doing what?
Chilling.
Reckless activities?
No, we were just chilling.
Actually,
literally
we were
chilling.
Actually, we was chilling and working, really.
We was chilling, though, for real.
Working, doing what? That's a late...
We're building a studio.
We're building a studio, man.
Okay. How many songs were made?
We building a studio.
Oh, you're
listen.
Building it.
Yeah,
okay,
you
okay,
listen.
Okay. How many songs are you making a night on average?
3 hours, 5 songs.
5 songs, wow. So how many unreleased songs do you have? Like a million?
300.
Crazy.
Probably more. Different emails.
So how'd you get a shot a month ago?
He said what?
I mean... Seems like
how you get shot.
Like, what are you doing? I'm sure if I got shot, I'd have a lot to say about it.
I was just driving, minding my business.
And a bullet just entered the car?
Bam.
It happens like that, man.
Bam. Damn, I'm hit. What the f***? Where the f*** did that come from? Oh, me.
You couldn't even tell where it came from.
I'm like, oh, I'm hit. Boom. Bitch, I'm hit on who?
Bitch, I'm hit on who?
I'm hit.
I'm hit. And then what'd you do? You drive to the hospital?
Straight there. But you would've did, stopped and jumped out and did a moonwalk? Hell no, it's time to go.
Probably faint.
Probably that's out.
Heart attack. But okay.
Survival came right in.
Where'd you get hit?
In my leg.
Damn.
Still got the bullet holes in the car outside.
For real?
On my daddy.
You gotta show me. I wanna
on
see that.
On my kids, outside, my mind.
Come on, go, you really.
Whoa. Stop playing.
This is your life, Adam.
That's eerie.
But,
you planning on getting it fixed?
I drove that one because it's just low key.
Okay.
I could get on the freeway and go, like, you know?
The 10's close.
No, it ain't. We came on the 10. What are you talking about? The 110's close.
Oh, that's it?
No, 110 not close.
Yes, it is. It's the fire.
I read it was the 10. It's not the whole 10.
I got your HOAs confused.
Oh, it's a 10, but it's the 10 on the 110 because it's like...
The bums created a huge fucking fire under the bridge.
It wasn't no bums.
It was cold.
Yeah, I've seen this argument on Twitter.
But how you know it's a bum?
Yeah, how you know it's the bum?
Well, it could either just be a regular scrapyard or it could be
but
the bums.
But why would you just say the bums?
Because the bums are fucking everywhere just creating encampments all over the city.
They trying to live, bro. It's just bums.
They need to live in zones that
come
are
you make it
specified
go
for
help,
that.
Go
about
help,
the bums.
I ain't seen no giveaway yet.
Bro, you know how fucked up traffic is going to be?
I ain't seen no giveaway yet from you.
My housekeeper got a fucking drive up here every
when
day.
When you do a giveaway?
It's been a while.
Come on, man. Get back.
We got a store now. We're about to start doing giveaways again.
Can I get some shit?
When I'm saying giveaways, I wasn't thinking of the rappers that we were interviewing.
Bro, man, I've been in the studio. I need a little assistance, man.
What you want us to give you? Some weed or something?
We got weed.
Give you some better weed.
You don't see that?
Yeah, but why are you ashing right next to the shit you were just rolling up?
That's it done. That's powder. That's dust.
Oh, that's
ain't
true. You
no
don't
more
even
weed.
Want anymore? Okay.
You might just weed it out later.
You're going to do that. There are a few nuts
nah,
in there. You
I got some more weed.
I mean, that's one of my biggest pet peeves. People who ash on the same tray that
but
they're
rolling
up on.
But I'm not about to
on.
Touch that no more.
Yeah, if you're done with it, then for sure. But, I mean, you can't think of anything worse than having ash in the weed you're about to roll up, right? Tastes disgusting.
What's the deal, Adam?
Yeah, like, what's up?
What's happening?
It's like, now you just going cold turkey.
Yeah.
Cold turkey.
Holla, man. What's the deal, man?
What's really on your mind? For one, on who are you high?
554.
You high on Virgil. Your eyes
you
is red.
High as fuck.
It's 554. Yeah. What's on my mind?
Damn, Treyway was a car. What the fuck wrong with you?
How long have we been going?
Free Treyway.
35? See, I owe you guys more than 35. 35 is a little too short. We're going to have to tough this thing out together.
I mean, my boy T-Rell had me for what, huh? 45 minutes?
I think it was probably 40. So we got to definitely beat that.
Why are you trying to top him?
Pause, but I'm always hard. Trying to top myself.
Got to.
I'm not trying to top him.
Wait, this thing freaky, bro. What's up with this nigga?
So,
what the fuck?
What are you guys listening to right now? What's the soundtrack to your lives?
Music,
Young Thread.
Oh yeah, music.
The homies.
We on that that Young Thread. Mm. That new shit he just dropped. You feel me? His new single. That She Bougie.
Mm-hmm.
That Wetter and Wetter. We off the homies. Polk. We off T Blue. We off the homies. I'm off Lil Durk. I fuck Lil Durk, but like you know. NBA young boy, you feel me? Like, you know, but as far as like everyday music, we listen to the homies.
For sure.
The homies.
Mm.
I ain't gonna cap. We listen to the homies.
Okay.
So we hard. The homies is hard.
You're very nationalistic.
And the homies wanna fuck with us for what? I wanna ask you that because you know.
What?
We listen to
Why
the
don't we wanna fuck with us?
Why don't people wanna fuck with you?
Yeah.
I feel like people do wanna
fuck. Why he think that?
You guys are pretty popular.
You think they scared?
Not necessarily. I mean, maybe in a general sense, but not because specifically you guys are Hoovers. I assume the labels are scared of like all kinds of different artists because it doesn't seem like that stops them from signing them, though.
I mean, I could say not because Empire fucked with me, but that have a lot to do with it. Just Hoover, period.
You think?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They don't want us with no Hoover stankies.
The homies is rich right now, though. Y'all better
we ain't
fuck
even
with.
Broke. They don't want us with no Hoover stankies. Like, we're not broke.
Tiger anyway. Seems like he's doing pretty good.
Man, all the homies. Why you bring Tiger.
Tiger don't count.
We talking about.
Who? I mean, I know Tiger.
Right.
We talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
As far as the whole collective.
But they told me that T-Rell, like, you know, brought him into the fold at one point.
T-Rell. The homies is. Good. What we
it mean,
the music?
You know.
What he say? Who we on? Yeah, man. But
Tiger, what's that name?
Shout out to Tiger.
So if Tiger invited you to a party, you'd be like, all right, cool.
Yeah, he could pull up.
Okay.
If he invited a nigga?
No, he's gonna invite you to his party.
On Hoover, I pull up.
Okay. Good to know.
For sure. Hell yeah.
Now he knows.
He knows it. Hell yeah.
Who's the top five Hoover rappers of all time? And please think about this a lot before you
answer. You said of all time.
We're talking the Mount Rushmore.
What you talking mean? About right now, that's rapping right
no,
now.
I ain't
gonna
all
lie
time.
To you that, on that time. Type of level.
You gotta go old heads and shit too.
On my kids, I'm gonna tell you.
What's
truth.
Your top five?
I don't even do that.
That's what I'm saying. All my everybody. Homies is hard. Yeah, all my homies
I wouldn't
is hard.
Judge nobody.
Yeah, all my homies is hard. All of us top five right now. All the homies is top five.
If anybody everybody. Wants to have this conversation on camera, let me know.
Oh, free J Harless. He hard right now. The BMG's hard right now. CH is hard right now. Young Threat is going. Crazy right now.
Oh.
Free Jap 5. He going crazy. He got some shit on the way.
Free Treyway.
He got some shit on the way. All the homies is viral, man.
So we saying
you
crazy?
We got new rappers and all that. We got new homies, so be on the lookout.
Oh, yeah.
We got new homies
free,
that, you feel me?
Free EBK Smoke.
Yeah, on the real EBK
he
Smoke. Yep.
He just dropped some shit on the page.
Can you explain crazy to me? Where the T?
It's just like crazy, yeah.
Right, but why?
You know how Blood say it's brazy?
Yeah, but why the T?
Cause it's
crazy.
It's
crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, you know, that's our
lingo. Why you asking so many questions?
I mean, like, I'm trying to learn.
I never heard
crazy.
If it was a blood in here and they were saying brazy, you would have been like, oh, yeah, what is brazy?
Well, that's old news. We already know
you
that.
You never heard crazy?
I mean, no.
You ain't talked to Big Sad before?
You ain't talked to...
You ain't talked to say crazy.
Maybe I didn't notice him saying it.
You ain't talked to Trady or nothing?
The fuck?
I just never heard crazy. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, shit, crazy.
Crazy, huh? Crazy been out.
Crazy been out, too.
But there's a lot of stuff like that. I'm not going to say it.
Crazy been out.
I'm not going to say it in front of you, but the replacing of the H's with things in words has created some very viral catchphrases that you see in, like, the YouTube comments and shit like
what
that.
What is he talking about?
You said what?
I'm trying to say it without saying it.
Wait, no, you lost me. I ain't
people
gonna lie.
Be turning the H to SN. And so then there's a bunch of...
Oh, he went... Come on, bro.
But, like, how offensive do you find that when you see someone
right
saying
now,
that?
Why you being
right
weird.
Now, why you being homies, weird because it's like,
I'm not going to say it.
Nah, you not. We know you're not going to say it, but it's
weird,
like,
though, like...
Yeah, why
said,
would you ever...
You know what that
if,
is.
If that's,
being
yeah,
weird,
that's
bro.
Dissing the set.
Right.
So like,
why would
yeah,
you
we don't... Everybody don't... Yeah.
I'm just wondering what you guys think of it.
What you mean?
Like, how offensive it ranks.
Right now... Boy, this nigga freaky.
He crazy.
That's too freaky.
You want to know how we feel about it?
Yeah.
Nigga, goof up on that day.
Is it like, mama, is it like that?
Your kids.
What's up with Goop?
That's how we feel.
Weird.
It's like that. It,
yo,
I know
everybody,
you do some weird ass
whoever feel type of way about that. Whoever feel type of way about us, everything you stand for. Your mama,
plus
your grandmama.
You fuck with them. Dead homie.
Plus you.
Because you just did some weird shit.
You, that's offensive to even ask about that?
Yeah, because you like.
You see how I just weird. jumped through hoops to not say it.
You said we went from. You said crazy. We went from crazy, bro. A word, crazy.
Into this.
And then you just said, oh, a lot of people. You said some way out crazy shit, homie.
I tried to cover it up.
Nah, it ain't no covering up.
Why
nothing
would you even do that? Because you with them weird ass.
You fuck with them peoples.
I fuck with everybody. I'm not political.
All right, but what's happening the next subject? Next right. subject.
Let's see what else we got here.
All right.
What time is it?
It's actually 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I gotta go. It's time. It's traffic.
Uh-huh. You're trying to avoid the 40-minute mark.
Hell yeah. Freeway.
Wow, okay. Well, it's just me and you, buddy.
Nah.
Hey, <it's> me.
Why is it